What's up, my friend? You are listening to another episode of Life in English. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And the question I've got for you today is, will you be okay with the same thing next year? I want you to close your eyes for a moment. That's right. I don't care what you're doing right now. I don't care where you are. Just stop and close your eyes for a moment, unless you are driving a car, obviously. But I want you to think about where you are right now. Are you at work? Are you at school? Are you on the train? Are you at home washing the dishes? What city are you in? What country? How much money do you make? How are your relationships with the people closest to you? How are your physical and mental health? What about your communication skills? What do you spend most of your time doing? Take stock of exactly where you are in life right now. Would you be satisfied with yourself and your life if you were in the same exact place 1 year from now? If you said yes, then there's no need to keep listening to this episode. I'll talk to you in the next one. But if you said hell no, then you've got to wake up and realize that's exactly where you're going to be if you don't start thinking and doing things differently. You're exactly where you are right now because of each and every one of the choices you've made over the past year. There's no such thing as a big or small decision. There's no such thing as a trivial decision. Every single one of them creates the future we will eventually experience. If a man smoked a pack of cigarettes every day for the next year, what would happen? It's safe to say his health would suffer, right? If a woman ate well and went to the gym consistently for the next year, what would happen? Her mind, body, and spirit would undoubtedly benefit from that, right? If you practice your English with real people every day for the next year, what would happen? I think you and I both know the answer to that question. So I ask you again, would you be satisfied with yourself and your life if you were in the same exact place 1 year from now? If not, then I suggest you get to work. Peace.